Support comes from the Norton Simon Museum, presenting the film series Testigo Witness, Goya in the Movies. Held on select Fridays in May, each film touches upon artist Francisco de Goya's visions of the world, kicking off with Pan's Labyrinth by Guillermo del Toro on May 10th at NortonSimon.org.
You have the chance to win a spring super sweeps from LAist. Donate $60 for one entry to win a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Check out all the other prizes too when you donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.
It's Friday, July 16th. I'm Nick Roman with the afternoon edition of the LA Report from KPCC and LAist. Here are the stories we've been following today. Two Bay Area men have been charged with plotting to blow up the California Democratic Party headquarters in Sacramento. Federal agents say the men apparently hoped it would start a chain reaction of terror attacks. Here's Cap Radio's Mike Haggerty.
The FBI says Ian Benjamin Rogers of Napa and Jared Copeland of Vallejo began plotting an attack on some unspecified building tied to the Democratic Party after the November 2020 election, and within days had settled on the state party headquarters as their first target, which they hoped would start a movement targeting other buildings associated with Democrats. The indictment says the two men communicated with each other and with an anti-government militia group using social media apps. And on January 15th, 4 days after their electronic conversation saying they would plan the attack on Democratic headquarters, federal agents raided Rogers' home and business, seizing at least 45 firearms, including fully automatic weapons, as well as thousands of rounds of ammunition and 5 pipe bombs. 2 days later, agents searched Copeland's home and found his communications with Rogers had been deleted from his electronic devices. The indictment alleges he was following advice from the militia group he and Rogers had been in contact with. Copeland remained free until this week. Both men face charges of conspiracy to destroy a building, possession of machine guns and destructive devices, and obstruction of justice. In Sacramento, I'm Mike Haggerty.
You didn't toss your face mask, did you? Gonna need it because face mask mandates in LA County return in 32 and a half hours, prompted by a steady rise in COVID-19 cases in the months since California dropped nearly all of its pandemic restrictions. The revived mandate requires face masks indoors, no matter if you're vaccinated or not. That's even though virtually all of the newly ill are unvaccinated. The majority of the unvaccinated are younger. Among those who are 65 and older, 88% of Angelenos have received at least one shot of vaccine. 78% are fully vaccinated. And if you think you can head to Las Vegas and escape face mask, forget it. They're now back in Sin City. The Las Vegas face mask mandate advises everyone, even the fully vaccinated, to wear face masks in casinos, concerts, and clubs. The child welfare system in LA County will soon test what's called blind removal. It's aimed at subtracting racial bias from decisions about when a child should be removed from a home and put into foster care.
Despite a number of efforts that LA County has engaged in over a number of years, we still know that while 7% of children in LA County are Black, 24% of those removed are also Black.
That's Taylor Dudley with UCLA's Pritzker Center for Strengthening Children and Families. She was a guest today on KPCC's Air Talk. The Pritzker Center is designing a blind removal process for the LA County Department of Children and Family Services. It'll help social workers make child welfare decisions that aren't guided by information about race, neighborhood, or similar factors. AirTalk listener Rachel in Rancho Cucamonga says she was a child protection social worker. She supports a blind removal system.
Even with all the training that we get, even with all of the educational background that we have in order to do that job, we all have racial biases.
The Beckwith Complex fire in northeastern California has now burned more than 100,000 acres in Plumas and Lassen counties. The fire ripped through the town of Doyle in the Sierra's eastern foothills near the Nevada border and then turned around late Wednesday and headed back toward an area that it had missed. Kate Bowl and her husband watched the flames come down a hillside and head straight for their home.
We've never seen anything like this. There has been a lot of fires, but they've always been on the other side of the ridge and not as close and put out pretty quickly. I think this one has really been big and lasted a long time compared to the others.
Kate Bull, she tried to hear, tried to use her sprinklers to wet down the property. You could hear them there in the background. She and her husband got lucky. The flames shifted and moved away. But not so lucky, a different neighborhood. The Doyle Fire Protection District says more than 24 homes were destroyed by the fire and many more were damaged. Thanks for listening to the LA Report. I'm Nick Roman. Join us next time for another LA Report.
The LAist Spring Super Sweeps is happening now. You can win amazing prizes while supporting your source for local fact-based journalism. One lucky grand prize winner will get to choose a brand new Lexus or $25,000 in cash. Other prizes include an electric bike from Juice Bikes and $1,000 gas gift cards. Your donation of $60 gets you one entry to win. And the more you give, the more entries you get. Donate now at LAist.com/sweeps.